tell me where the light is. Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is.
All right. This is my first podcast. My name's John Bennett. I titled this podcast Mind Fallatiated, even though I'm probably not going to blow your mind with anything. But I just started it just because I wanted to make a new podcast, see how this garage band worked, see what I could do with it, see if I liked anything that I came up with, and see if anybody subscribed to it at all. But, okay, first thing I'm going to do is make fun of these Facebook posts that everybody put on here and their voices. Okay, I got a couple friends on here, and let's see, my sister just put up one that says, breakfast date with Haley at Mimi's Cafe, and let's see, here's some comments from some chicks.
What a wonderful way to start a beautiful day from another color.
And a dude wrote, my mama's favorite place, jealous. All right, this is not going as funny as I thought it would be, but, let's see here. Atlanta Falcons have a tailgate coming up on June 15th at the Mall of Georgia. Grill with the Falcons built by Home Goddamn Depot. And it says, here's your chance to tailgate with the Goddamn Falcons. And let's see here. They already got 99 likes on this motherfucker. All these people going to be out there eating some chicken, eating some watermelon, and drinking some goddamn beer. And then let's see what else we got on here. Looks like Man United signed a 20-year-old Uruguayan defender, Guillermo Vieira, or something like that. I don't know. But we'll see if he gets a starting job at Man U this year. Let's see. Here we go. Katie Standridge.
Looking for a reasonably priced videographer in the Covington area. Any recommendations?
Nope. Moving on. Okay, let's see. Who else is on here? Looks like Southside Steve saw an accident off North Highland. All the power is being cut off for bars for the next 30 minutes.
Damn! Oh, shit.
Let's see here. Man, Katie put up another post.
Number one reason why the ER is the coolest department to work in. You'll never go a day without learning something new.
Never mind. Let's move on. Looks like... a lot of fuck my lives, a lot of LOLs, a lot of ha-has, a lot of photos. Looks like nobody writes anything on here anymore. They just put up photos of their kids and their dogs, which I'm guilty of that, but I have no kids, just the dog part. Man, yeah, there's a picture of a doe sitting in a bed on here. All right. And says I can go ahead and order my Manchester United Champions 2013 t-shirt if I wanted to. It's only cost about $65 to get it shipped here from Manchester. Let's see here. There's a lot of chicks writing posts on here. My cousin put a photo on here. This is super interesting, huh? Let's see. I'll make one more and then we'll move it to something else. Looks like there was a tranny or something at the Blue whatever, poon, something, I don't know, bar in Porterdale, yahoo. Alright, moving on, let's talk about my fantasy baseball team. I'm getting my shit kicked this week. I'm down by 40 points to this guy in our league, Skip. Looks like yesterday I had a rough day. My offense only got me 2 points, which the only reason they got me 2 points is because I had, looks like I had like 6 singles, but I had, 8 strikeouts? That doesn't help out at all. It doesn't equate. And then my pitching, Chris Sale got me minus 3.7, and Cliff Lee got me 3.9. And then my closer, who pitched one inning, got me 5 points, which makes no sense at all. And, of course, the dude I'm playing against, his offense put up 14, and his pitching put up 5. So I'm down by 40 going into today. Today's Saturday. Looks like I'll have a doubleheader today, though, with... the trade I just acquired Josh Hamilton in. He's going twice today. I just got Nelson Cruz back from the DL. We'll see how he recovers. Still got Carl Crawford on the DL. Maybe I'll get him back soon. Yeah, no pitching going today. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure he's got a couple pitchers going. But let's see here. Let me move on to the next one. Let's go to Twitter. See what's afoot there and make fun of some of their comments because who knows what everybody's saying in the Twitter sphere. I gotta log in here real quick though. Let's see here. Windows is on here trying to tweet about what new PC to buy. Like, anybody's gonna buy one of those. Come on now. And it looks like Fox Soccer is reporting that Chelsea will be able to sign Jose Mourinho, the chosen one there. If you don't know, he won the Champions League and won the Premier League for him back in like 2004, 2005. He was pretty much their savior. And they all want him back. They had a guy there this year named Rafa Benitez. He was the coach for Liverpool, and everybody pretty much hated him, wanted him out as soon as he got signed there. But they stuck with him the season. They finished in third. They qualified for Champions League, which isn't bad. So hopefully with Mourinho coming back, I don't like Chelsea that much, but if Mourinho's there, I'll like him as a coach. So maybe they sign Frank Lampard, which is like their captain for the last, 8 or 9 years. So they got him coming back. Let's see, a lot of Neil Bortz tweets about Obamacare. Let's see, what else we got going on here? Frank Thomas is saying that baseball legends say no steroid users in the Hall of Fame. We'll see about that. I don't think that's going to happen. There'll be steroid users in there. Everybody cheats. And he's commenting on the Biogenesis scandal, saying that it might be a tipping point for PED use because it will ensure stiffer penalties. And it looks like Serena Williams is about to play against Sharapova's fine ass or something like that. I don't know. It's just saying something about tennis on here. Who gives a shit about tennis? Although I did watch the Nadal-Djokovic, and I looked it up online. I was going to bet on it because Nadal is like dominant as hell on clay, and Djokovic was like 0-4 versus him going into the match. And I said, man, I should go bet on this website that I was looking at. I didn't, and of course it went five sets, went like 5 hours, and Nadal ended up winning. But he'll be playing against Ferrer in the final, who beat Tsonga yesterday too. But he beat him in three straight sets, so it looks like it's going to be a pretty decent final, even though nobody really gives a shit about tennis, and it's in Paris, so you're going to have to watch it here probably at night or in the morning. Who knows what time they'll be airing it. Let's see what else is going on here. MLB officials are looking at Tiger Stadium's site for Youth Urban Academy. Who cares about Detroit? I mean, that place is a piece of shit. It's the asshole of the earth. All the skyscrapers there are vacant. The buildings look like shit. I don't know. Fuck that town. Let's see here. Man, David Alan Greer loves him some Serena playing tennis. There's like 6 tweets in a row on here about him tweeting about her. And how in the world do I have Joel Osteen on my Twitter feed? Oh, somebody retweeted. God has a purpose and destiny for your life. He is the one who created you. He knows the reason that you are here. Go ahead and take that for what it's worth. There's a couple other things on here. Athletics, the A's, they moved into first in the AL West for the first time since 420, man. They're 18-3 since May 17th. And, man, I can't stand this Yasiel Puig. I mean, I wanted to pick him up in our league. I didn't pick him up, but he's a Dodgers rookie, they called up, and he's hit like 4 or 5 home runs like in his first 5 or 6 games. It's ridiculous. There's not much else on here to talk about. Paper Chase. Higuain, the man from Argentina, is supposed to be getting signed by Arsenal. But he plays with Real Madrid right now, so we'll see how he does making that move. Oh, man, I'm burping, and I ate these cod liver and fish oil supplements this morning, and they're just so fucking gross. Every time I burp, I can taste like it feels like I just ate a grilled cheese sandwich or something. It's fucking disgusting. But, well, anyways, I guess that'll be a conclusion to my podcast. I just wanted to do about 10 minutes and see how it works, see if I can even upload it, or if it'll even work. I don't even know. So we're going to sign out, and I hope everybody listens to it, even though they probably won't. Probably be like 2 or 3 of my closest friends. But, yeah, hopefully I'll bring it up for the CTE next time and include how our record's going, how our soccer season's going, because right now we are 5-0 going into the game this week, and that's the first time we've ever been 5-0 in our season. But we got three more games left, and then after that we'll be playing in the tournament at the end of the season, and hopefully if we win that game we'll be getting promoted to the next league up. We'll see if that happens or not. And maybe I'll retitle this podcast the CTE podcast or something, and have some, I can Skype or FaceTime some people from our team. And even though there's only one of them on the team, but there used to be about 12 of us that were on the team. Now it's just me and Mike Corcoran on the team. We'll see how that goes. I'm trying to get some music set up here to sign out with, but of course my internet at the house is going extremely slow, and of course YouTube wants to ask me about what ads I want to see, even though I don't want to see any ads. But hopefully once I get this song going on here, I'll sign out, and thanks for listening to it. Hopefully you're going to have a good day today, and that's it.
Peace!